Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 17:6. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Crowns and glory, children, fathers, grandchildren, and old men. God brings these subjects to our mind in two related parts, the action of the first part affecting the second part. Fathers perform an important role in the lives of their children, and the success of that role affects the quality of their grandchildren. This proverb tells us that children see their fathers in a unique way. Their fathers are their glory, for they see them through eyes of hope. A father's actions seem right to the child, for if father said it or father did it, it must be right. The child sees his father's actions as a pattern for his or her life. Fathers become larger than life. They are the children's glory, and it is natural of them to see God in their fathers. Fathers have much authority over their lives and are the providers of all of their needs. Note, this proverb does not say that the glory of children is God Almighty. Little children do not see God, but little children see their father. That is how God intends his order to be, and he has arranged things thusly. That, fathers, is the reason why your obligation to be the right kind of father is one of your important duties. God will not rear your child for you, fathers. God reserves for you that delight and that privilege. It is a gift of God for you to be the beginning of your child's journey to the Father in heaven. The Scripture says in Proverbs 22:6, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Your responsibility is to provide a hand to your child that one day will be willingly transferred to God's hand. You are the child's glory that will reveal to him the Father's glory in heaven and open to him what the Heavenly Father is like. This wonderful truth is given to us by our glorious God in his glorious word, which says, "Give ear, O my people." We are many times overwhelmed by the world's messages, but only God's messages bring truth and life. Fathers, you are to love your children. Love comes by giving heed to God's word and obeying its commands. Psalm 78:1-7 says this, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments." Here God promises a father who carries out his responsibilities that his children will follow him and that his children's children will be a crown to him. As a crown is a sign of royal succession, godly grandchildren are a symbol of completion of a successful life lived for God. Godly grandchildren are pictured as a special headdress worn by royalty and people of high merit and honor. The old man, having done his duties, shall be as David when he wore his golden crown received as a prize of battle. The old man's crown of grandchildren shall be as Paul's enduring crown of righteousness and as James' eternal crown of life. So many times we are careless in spite of the Scripture's admonitions to us in not considering the importance of our actions relative to future generations. When planning to build a building or any structure, we naturally ask the question, what is the building for? What is its intended purpose? How long is it expected to last? Are we not to ask the same questions concerning the building of children and our grandchildren? And when we ask, the answer should be that we are building for eternity. Therefore, we are to make the foundations deep and mighty, placing the best material in the structure and always taking much care in how we build. Considering our grandchildren to come as we rear our children now will exhort us to lay deep biblical foundations. As this proverb indicates, the quality of a man's children is revealed in his grandchildren, for that is when the crown comes. That is when he has finished his course.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.